At last we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we will have revenge.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I have with me today, as always, my son Axel.
Ha ha, I see a fish.
Great. Paint a picture for him, boy. My daughter is in town. Lizzie, how you doing?
Hello, I am doing well. How are you?
Good. I just ate good chicken soup. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You for that. You and Grandma teamed up for the ultimate combo.
I ate chicken soup with bones in it.
Yep, it is not boneless.
And I tried mole. Speaking of boneless, do you want to get a boneless pizza?
No, I want to finish the introduction, son.
Pizza with no bones on it.
Anyway.
That's nice.
And of course, the light of my life, the across the stars to my heart.
Bingo.
The beautiful Lizeth Perales.
Bingo-ful.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing today, honey?
I am doing well. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad to hear it.
You know who's happy? Sonic's happy. Look at that dude right there.
Okay, we're pointing out stuffed animals that the people can't see.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You might be asking yourselves, man, there's no Bad Batch, man. What are you guys even going to talk about? Don't you know that there's, like, Star Wars movies that we have seen and we have never even, like, talked about?
Yes.
Oh, you did know that.
I did.
My favorite character is Darth Small.
Okay, we're not even there yet, son.
I know.
So first, we're going to have a little chat about Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Cause I said so, and it's my podcast, and I do what I want, and I force the family to do it with me.
Fair.
You're welcome, listeners. Just real quick to cover the business, check us out at theroguerebels.com. We have a Facebook page. Go and like it. We are on Instagram and TikTok at The Rogue Rebels, and you can tweet us at, why is that? Oh, I can never change that. You can tweet us at Rogue Rebels Fam. Also, there are Spotify playlists, and sometimes we're on Twitch, Rogue Rebels.
Sometimes.
Just look for, like, Rogue Rebels anywhere, and you might find us. You can tell it's us because we're, like, rebels that are rogue, and...
Dad.
What?
Dad, what are we going to do for Twitch?
But play games,
no.
I guess?
No. We're going to play
some... One time
some...
I sanded a helmet.
Hmm.
Wait, really?
It was yours.
Is that a game?
It wasn't a game, unless the game was, like, see how long it takes a fool to sand a helmet.
You know what I'm going to play?
It was about an hour.
You know what you should play?
What should I play?
Octodad.
I don't like that game that much.
Why
I started
not?
It. It's anyway, we're not here to talk about Octodad, and we're not here to talk about what we're going to play on Twitch. Maybe. We're here to talk about Episode 1 of The Phantom Menace, and I just put down my phone that had the show notes.
What was it like, oh, maybe we might talk about Twitch, or maybe we'll
no,
go on
I mean,
Twitch.
About what game I might possibly play.
Okay.
Okay. So, I just have a few questions for all my interviewees here. Does anybody remember the first time you saw Episode 1?
I don't.
I don't think you guys will because you guys were like babies and I just kind of showed Star Wars. Like, you always had Star Wars.
Oh, wait, what was my first movie watching?
Your first movie was Return of the Jedi because I brought that DVD to the hospital and your mom brought a laptop with, like, several seasons of Friends.
For some reason.
But, like, well, no, she watched them. But, like, yeah. When she, like, passed out, because, you know, having a baby is tiring. I don't know if you know that.
Wait, really?
It is. That's what I heard.
Wow.
So she was tired, and she went to sleep. And when you first woke up, I put on Return of the Jedi, and I was like, look.
And Echo's biting on his couch.
Stop talking about stuff that podcast people can't see. So does anybody else remember the first time they saw Episode 1? I don't think so. You either, Lizzie.
I don't remember.
But
what did you show me first? Do you know?
I don't know, because basically when I started, like, babysitting you and hanging out with you, Star Wars and recordings of myself playing like Final Fantasy 10, 12, Kingdom Hearts was all I had that I was like, hey, this is kind of a cartoon. Like, she might like that. Was the only thing as I had that I could show you.
Hmm.
So,
wait,
like...
You had the 80s Mega Man show.
No, I didn't, because I didn't have that.
Oh.
Like, that wasn't a thing that I owned as a grown person.
But
if
they're
you
on YouTube,
call me that.
So you could have showed her some 80s.
Anyway,
shows.
Stop sidetracking,
okay,
man.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay. Honey, you don't remember the first time you saw it, do you?
I do not.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys about the first time I saw Episode 1.
Tell me.
It was 1999. And I was a senior in high school. And I was so excited that Star Wars was coming back after like 15 years. And there was a trailer. And like, you either had to go see a certain movie like at the theaters to like see the trailer. Or at the time, like the only way to see a trailer on the internet was like you had to download it. And it took like 5 hours. So you had to like put it on download and you had to like wait.
It didn't just get leaked on Twitter and like, you know,
even if it did, it would have taken like 5 hours to watch it because like that's how slow internet was back then. So you'd like put it to download and like wait and go make a sandwich and like play some video games and come back to make sure it was still downloading. Cause if it was like, oh, like connection canceled or something, you'd have to start over. Oh. And so like, but you could like watch the trailer and it was like the coolest thing. And there was a guy with a double bladed lightsaber. And I was did Red Comics, so I was like, oh, that's like Exar Kun's lightsaber. Look how cool that is. Like, Darth Maul who? This is interesting. The movie came out, and I went to go see it at midnight. And I went with some friends from school. And the plan was, because I was still a senior, we were still in school. So we came home to my house, and we were all going to go to sleep so that we could wake up at like 10 o'clock, go to the theater, get in line, and go see the movie, and then go to school. Like, the next day. And we couldn't go to sleep. Because it was, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we, like, shut all the blinds and, like, laid down for, like, an hour. And then we're like, this isn't working. So we didn't get any sleep. But we went to go see the movie. And it was awesome. And I was friends with, like, martial artists. And I was also into martial arts. So, like, after the movie, like, you know, 2:30, you get out of the movie and you're like, oh, it was like the coolest thing in the world, man. Like, there was a dude doing like flip. We were like doing flips off walls and stuff and like utilizing our ninja training to imitate the movie.
Hey, I'll tell you about the time I kind of did a flip. So basically, my friend Patrick, he had a skateboard and I was riding it on my belly. And then he said, hey, dude, don't do that. So I rode it on my back instead. And there was like this weird little bump and it threw me off of the skateboard and I almost did like a mini flip.
Yeah, that's the same thing. That was awesome,
right?
Yes.
And that was the first time I saw episode 1 in the theater at midnight on opening day. And it was really cool. And I was so happy Star Wars was back. And I was totally inspired by, like, sweet martial arts movies. I was like, they hired, like, a martial artist guy to be in this movie so that, like, they could have, like, a legit, like, martial arts stuff happening. And that was, I was very, very pleased. That was my story. Do you guys, does anybody have a favorite character from episode 1?
Darth Small.
Why?
Because he's very short and his lightsaber is really short. 2 × -2.
I don't understand, Axel, but I'm trying to think.
I think it's Qui-Gon for me, but...
Qui-Gon.
I also, like, it might be Padme, too. Because Padme in that movie is, like, super dope.
See, yeah, to me, Padme is a cool character and stuff. I just don't like her in the Clone Wars. She meets Anakin and stuff, I'm like, oh, she's really cool, and she's, like, a queen, and, like, she fights and stuff. But also, like, her handmaidens look kind of cool, like, their outfits.
They are super dope.
Dude.
And I heard they're cool in books and stuff.
Yes, that is true.
Dude, she's awesome in like, the second movie, episode 2. She almost gets freaking smelted.
That's also true. Yeah. So does Anakin's hand.
That is true.
I guess Qui-Gon. Sometimes Obi-Wan, because he's so, like...
I feel like he's such a jerk in that
movie.
Yeah,
he's such a jerk, which is why it's so funny to me, because, like, seeing, like, you know, later on in the other movies where he's not a jerk.
He turns into a jerk again, though. Episode 4, he's like, don't seem to remember owning a droid. Anyway, like, your father gets blah, blah, blah. You know, who's the more fool? The fool or the fool who follows him? Fool!
And then Anakin turns to the dark side. Mm.
That is true.
I honestly can't think of a singular person.
So I think Qui-Gon is my favorite because even from that first movie, you could always see that, like, oh, this dude follows, like, the Force and his instincts. Like, not, like, there was the whole, like, well, we're not going to trade. He's too, like, the council has voted no. And he was like, nah, the Force has led me to him. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Although he also, like, the thing that I have against him is, like, why don't you just, like, take Shmi? Like, you couldn't figure out some way to get Shmi? Like, I didn't exactly come here to free slaves. Ooh, that's a bad move, bro. It's not a good look, yeah. Mr. Jedi. But, yeah.
Annie?
Little Annie? Lenny? Watto was your favorite?
He sounds like a nice person.
He does. Fwimmy that there, can I? I don't know what he says. Clean the racks, and then Anakin's like, yippee! Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
time.
He's like, clean the racks, and then you can go home.
Yeah, you can go home. Yippee!
Like, Shmi Skywalker.
Shmi is cool, and I still wish we had more of her. Because she's like the first Skywalker, right?
Yep.
Like, and we only have that, like, movie.
She is, but you know that she had to be so strong to be able to let her son go, right? Her only child. And
I think even to this day, that's like my favorite Star Wars scene in a movie.
And then she dies in the second one.
Yeah, that sucks. But we're not there yet, son.
Okay.
Spoilers for like a 25-year-old movie.
So, you know, just the fact that she knew what was best for her son, and she knew that somehow his right. place was not here.
He can help you. He was meant to help you.
You know, so that was like very heartbreaking and just amazing. And please turn off your phones, honey. This is a professional podcast.
Sure it is. yeah, man. I really like that, like the scene where Anakin leaves, you know, and he kind of like runs back and he's like, I can't do it, Mom. And she's like, you know, oh, will we ever see each other again?
What yeah, does we your did.
Heart tell you? Yes, I guess.
And then he gets and then a haircut. They did, but like, kind of. But and then like, he gets a haircut second. That no one right. likes.
Oh no, he looks rad when he gets no, his like young Obi-Wan haircut. He's like, look at me, I'm a little Padawan. This is my Padawan dude.
You know whose face you're squishing?
He looks like a bully.
Okay.
You know whose face you're squishing?
Is it Sonic?
Yeah, look at his little.
How about we just put Sonic back and stop talking about him on the podcast?
Okay.
Yeah, little Annie's. I wish they left him on Tatooine.
But that's the best. No, man. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Saying. Maybe the galaxy would have been
Darth
better.
Darth Vader is a great person.
Just saying.
No, he's not. Anyway, I also like Padme. Like, Padme literally is like, nope, I will not condone a course of action that will lead us to war. And then she's like, never mind, I'm going to go fight. And she's like...
When I was little, I didn't realize that Padme was actually the queen. Because they said, because they were right. like, oh, this is the handmaiden. She wants to go and, you know, see the stuff. And Qui-Gon was like, sure, the handmaiden.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, it's the handmaiden. Like, and he kept making references, and then she kept, you know, she's
curious
like, oh.
about the planet. The queen wishes it.
Yeah. Or this like
not a good idea.
Or he's like, you know, the queen, yeah, the queen wishes it. Or the queen does not approve because they're, like, going and, like, dealing with... Huts of gangsters.
Yeah, the queen approves of whatever. Well, I don't approve.
Yeah. So when I was little, I thought she was an actual right. handmaiden. And then till later, I was
but, like,
oh.
So it took you a while to, like, put it all together? Because, like, there's the part at the end where she's like, I am Queen Amidala.
Yeah.
Except for Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, who are like, of course.
Yeah. Yes, I was one of the people that was like, because I couldn't understand sarcasm. It was too complex for me.
But, like, I have one of those, but it's for Return of the Jedi. So, at the beginning of Return of the Jedi, every time the, like, door opened to Jabba's palace and, like, Luke walks in, I'd be like, oh, what is the Emperor doing here? And then, like, Luke would get there. And, oh, it's Luke again. Sorry. My bad. But I, like, would see the silhouette of the guy in the hood, and I would think it was the Emperor because of my toys. That's the one it looked like before. But I would always be like, ah, that's right. It's Luke, man. How did I forget that, bro? You're 2 years old, man. Get it together.
Did you know that one of the things that really stood out in Mandalorian is Luke and his Vader moment when he kills all the Mandalorian, all the Stormtroopers.
All the droids.
Dark Troopers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. But we're talking about episode one now, son.
Okay.
Do you have an episode one favorite character? Is it Watto?
Yes, it's Watto the Wad. The Wad of Gum.
Okay.
Flying
Remember
gum.
Remember when we saw Quinlan Vos?
Quinlan Vos is in episode one, and that is my favorite character.
Dude, he has a weird hat.
He's just chilling. That's not him. That's his homie with his hat. Uh-huh. Quinlan Vos has a hat homie.
Honey, stop screaming, honey. We can hear
Quinlan
you.
Vos has a hat homie.
I'm passionate about it.
Okay, but see, when I scream, I back off the mic.
Quinlan Vos is a hat homie. Oh,
is
God, I gotta sneeze.
He hits his H's hard, huh? Okay, my favorite part of the movie is probably gotta be when Anakin leaves Shmi. Can you guys think of a favorite part?
Quinlan Vos.
Shmi moops.
I think you're a fake fan.
bravest warriors.
No, because they don't even focus on Voss.
100 smoomeeps ago.
Okay.
Shmi.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, the main, like, the very beginning of the movie even starts dope. Like, they're like, oh, just hold your breath. Like, and then they get, like, jumped, and then they're like, just kill all the droids. Run away real fast! And it's, like, awesome.
What the? What was that?
You were making weird faces.
What was that?
Professional podcasting at its finest.
Okay, sorry.
What was the that?
I liked when Jar Jar gets in trouble and, like, like, he, like, tries to take the food.
Oh, when he tries to... You know, that's a, what are they called? That's supposed to be the same thing like the little frogs in Resistance.
Yeah. Bitey.
Bitey. We don't know their names.
I don't remember. Gorg.
Gorgs.
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 Yes. Yeah. Yes. I remember because I looked up Gorg one time and I saw that came up and I was like, oh,
the hanging
sad.
One.
Yeah.
Remember, I looked up Gorg and I saw that dude from Mortal Kombat. That's the game. That's the game. Not Street Fighter. Gorg, you know, wait, no, Gorg, nope. I don't know his name.
Anyway, yes, and then he gets in trouble with
right, because he's, like,
everyone.
Stealing. Yeah.
And Sebulba? Sebulba?
Sebulba!
Wait, I keep getting Sebulba from Book of Life, oh. And then from
that one's, like, Sebulba, and then Sebulba.
Wait, who's Sebulba in what you're talking about?
The icky guy. You know, there's La Muerte, and then there's Sebulba.
No, but
he's in Star Wars. The pod racer guy that's like the guy that Sebulba, tries to...
Yeah, my bad. See, I get it.
Is that who you were talking about?
No.
Who were you talking about?
I was talking about the one in Book of Life.
No, which one were you talking about in Star Wars?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
The legs, the feet up in the air.
Dude, that was our workout for a while. When Sebulba came out, we started walking like that because it was like a super dope core workout, and it like worked out your triceps. I can't do it anymore. I'm an old man now, and I can't walk like Sebulba. I've lost powers. But in 1999, your boy was walking around like Sebulba.
I can't even run anymore. That's how much my back and legs hurt.
How about, do you have any, like, memories of, like, things like walking like Sebulba that you took into your lives? The Sebulba workout was the best.
Hey, I can tell you.
Oh, when Jar Jar goes to the head chief guy, and he like
Boss Nass.
I tried to do that for so long, and I wasn't able to do it. I didn't know how to do it, and I kept asking you to do it because I was trying to figure out how to do it, and I couldn't figure it out.
You have to loosen your face. Okay, so it's been like 22 years exactly since the movie came out, but like. Qui-Gon, I think, has kind of stayed my favorite character. I always thought he was cool. But, like, a lot of the stuff that they've been putting in the books and things, like Master and Apprentice, have been really, really good. But I think I have a lot more appreciation of definitely the Handmaidens. And that's because of, like, E.K. Johnston's books. Like, I didn't even know their names. And now I could be, like, Rabe, Sabe, Irte, Yane, Sashe, Padme.
She's not a handmaiden.
Yeah, she is.
She's a maiden who has both of her hands.
And, like a lot of that stuff has been built up a lot better, and I'm able to enjoy a lot more of that kind of stuff. And then also to see, like, the ramifications of Padme's stuff. Like, she goes in the movie, and she's, like, trying to help her people, and then she tries to go to the Senate to plead her case, and then, like, the Senate kind of doesn't hear it, so she kind of, like, calls for a vote. She, like, upends the Senate, and then she leaves. She didn't even stick around for the vote. Mm-hmm. She's like, I called for a vote of no confidence. Everybody's like, oh! And the whole Senate is thrown into disarray. And then she's like, I have to go be with my people. And then she goes and fights a war and saves her people. And then she shows up later, 10 years later, like, or 4 years later, whenever her term is up, to be a senator. And people are like, oh, that's that girl that, like, asked us for help, like, messed up the whole Senate, and then went off and fought a war. Like, people were like, that girl's crazy.
Hey. One of the most things that gave me nightmares?
What?
From this movie?
What?
So you know how when Darth Maul gets split in two...
Halved.
Yeah, split in two.
Mm-hmm.
50%. Okay, so you know how as he's falling, his eyes are like... What?
Talk in front of it.
So as he's falling, His eyes are like glowing, and he's like.
He's like gesturing wildly in the air as he like falls down, kind of like Maul's body.
He's telling like hit the computer. Mm-hmm. And like his eyes are glowing, and he's like, it's crazy.
So that was a thing that like scared you as a little kid?
I'm see if I can find a gif of it.
I'm trying to think of like what scared me as a little kid. Nothing from I wasn't a little kid when I saw this movie, first of all. So I guess like that helps. Lizzie, you don't like killer seafood. There's like three killer seafood animals in this movie.
Yeah,
might that be the cause?
I don't like a lot of sea creatures and just like things underwater. So okay. I think that scene did scare me, but I also in my brain was like, it's not real and they don't look like sharks, so I don't care.
It's true. They don't look like sharks.
Except for that one thing that looks like an eel, but it's like giant. It's yeah. the one that lights up.
Yeah, that's
I thought that one looked cool. And it gets eaten.
Colo clawfish.
And then there's like another giant one that had like buff arms.
But we eat that. Like in
eel?
Yeah, colo clawfish. Like in Solo where he's like colo clawfish. Like when they're on the ship and he's like, nah, I'm good.
Oh.
Like they eat that fool. That fool is a delicacy.
What do you know what the one with buff arms is?
That's the Sando Aqua Monster, the giant one. They're like there's always a bigger fish.
Mm-hmm. I hate that. Has like buff arms.
Mm-hmm. It does have buff arms, and it like rips the head off the OPC killer.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible. But it never gave me like nightmares.
No, nothing.
Look how terrifying this is. See how like he like. Mm-hmm. Look how angry he is. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's so mad that he just got split in two.
Yes, it's true.
I would be
and
too.
He's like, mm-hmm.
Maul is not happy that he got cut in half. Breaking news. It is horrible. He is like, this is the worst injustice. This is totally unfair.
He literally turns into a spider, like, later
That's
on.
Rad.
He goes a little crazy. I don't know if it's rad.
That's rad.
Then he finds his brother.
I mean, it's rad for me as a viewer. Probably not good for him.
I think...
There was something I was going to say. Dang it.
Just so you know, I think Darth Maul would have made an excellent master to Ezra.
Well, he tried, but not to no avail, luckily for us.
I remember... Do you remember when they had Phantom Menace, but in 3D in the movie theater?
Yes, we went.
Yes.
I did.
Do you remember that? Cool. You did go. You were probably just too young to remember.
No. I thought that was cool because I was upset. I just remember specifically you weren't able to go and we had plans. Well, no, we didn't have plans to go, but like you were like, if I come back in time, we can go. And then like you didn't. And I was like, dang it. And then I was like, Mom, let's go. And Mom was asleep. And I was like, dang it.
I remember going, though, so
we went
just
like
go another
the
time?
Next week or something.
Oh, okay, so it was
but,
like one day.
And then I remember they, like, Annie blows up, like, the whole...
The ship?
The ship. And then, like, you see all the droids, like, flying at you.
Flying at you?
Mm-hmm, because they're exploding. I thought that was really
That cool. is always a cool part. Anytime droids blow up, I'm good with. Clone Wars made that great.
Yes.
How about that one... clone that like punched a droid and then got
good times but we'll get to that movie soon, son.
But it's not a movie. Wait, it is
yeah,
a
it
movie
is a movie.
Oh,
yeah, from the Clone Wars movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, that's some of my the coolest stuff that I like from that. Like I still think to this day that might I don't know now. I think that's one of the most beautiful movies shot. Like, all the feed stuff is so pretty. And, like, Naboo. And, like, then they go to Coruscant. Like, the look of that movie is really, really cool. And that was... Oh, you guys don't know this. This was back when MTV still played music videos. So, like, there was a music video for Duel of the Fates. So, before the movie came out... There was a music video. Because that's what they did at that time. And they didn't do that for the earlier movies, but they did it for those three movies, the prequel movies. And so, like, when it would come on, I would, like, run in the room and be like, oh, like, the show on the music. And because it was, like, footage of John Williams, like, doing it. But then it was also, like, footage of the movie. So you'd see, like, footage, like, and I couldn't, you know, it took me 7 hours to download a trailer. And I had to go wait at a friend's house because I don't have the internet. But, like, when the thing would come on, I would be like, oh, like, let's watch the video. Because then I could see all the stuff from the... trailer, probably, you know.
Mm-hmm. Men and women, people, look at Maul. He lost more of his body. Now he's just a head with like semi shoulders.
Axel has like a Maul bust. And I got that from a real good friend of mine named Corey, and he gave it to us, and he was like, hey, like, you know, you guys are Star Wars people, do take this, like, for the kids. He's like, we actually use this to teach our daughter about dental hygiene, you know, so, you know.
That's fair.
But that was cool. Yeah, if you're going to be a Sith, it's bad for your teeth, man.
Wait, but I do remember, I got a story. I remember one time I put my my DS on my 3DS in there, and they got stuck, and it was very hard to get them out of there.
Is there, like, a comic or anything that explains why he has teeth like that? Like,
I don't think so.
Anything legends that you're aware of? No?
I'm not aware of any, like, addressing, like, any time Sith brushing their teeth or not.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm also...
Or, like, Sith dark side gingivitis or anything like that.
Why do Sith have eyes?
So they can see?
No, but, like, yellow eyes.
The dark side?
I know, but why?
Because the dark side?
Well, did you know that a physical change, chemical...
Boss had yellow eyes before. Do they have jaundice?
Eyeball jaundice?
Mm-hmm. Pink eye? Or?
Isn't that what jaundice is? I thought it was only in the eyeballs.
I thought it was skin, dude.
I thought it was eyeballs. That's what they taught us in classes. Hmm. When it's food related, it's eyeballs.
I don't know. Well, does anybody have any closing thoughts about episode one?
More Voss.
More Voss!
More Voss!
Echo agrees.
Beto.
I thought she was going to be like, less Voss. All right, well, we're going to be out of here, and we're going to be talking some more High Republic soon.
Visions.
On the day... Ooh, Visions.
Toto.
Visions is coming soon in like about a month. Tempest Runner drops tomorrow.
What's that?
That is an audio drama by Kevin Scott about the High Republic character, Lorna D, the Tempest Runner, who is like really cool and a Tempest Runner.
It makes me think about like the Captain America. Oh, Captain America.
Oh you mean like when you hear me listening to it? Yeah, that's exactly like when I'm listening to the like, audio dramas, it's like people, what are you doing now? Oh no, he's got a blaster. Pew, 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 pew. You shot him.
Pow, pow.
Echo's coming after you.
The dogs are trying to kill us now, so we better end the podcast.
Yes, but overall, good.
Good times.
We got to end
good
the times. Podcast before.
Good memories.
All right. That is the end of the podcast, and this is a podcast. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hate leads to suffering.